Even though we fail, God does not fail, amen. Even in our darkest times where it seems like He has forgotten us, amen, He has not forgotten us. He is still there, amen, He still delivers. He is Jehovah Jireh, amen. He is my provider, amen. He may not be parting waters that we can see, but I'm here to tell you my God is still working behind the scenes where people can't see Him, amen. Isn't it good to know is my job is to mess things up and His job is to bless things up. Amen. Because I'm not going to bore you this morning with how I've made a mess of my life. Amen. I'd rather tell you on how good God is and what He can do for us if we'll just let Him. Amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16. We're going to be looking at verse 25 through 34. Very, very familiar scripture this morning. We find Paul and Silas here. They're imprisoned. The Bible says in the innermost parts. That's maximum security, in case y'all don't know. Locked up tight. Shackles and chains, the Bible says. Hands bound, feet bound, bound up against the wall. They not getting out. Amen. See, they've done made some magistrates angry. They've baptized Lydia and her whole household. Then it was a demonic woman that followed them around, was proclaiming what they do is in the name of the Most High God. It has some things went on before they got thrown in prison. Amen. I want to tell you it's going to be some things in your life that is going to happen. Amen. Before we get in our shackles. Before we get in prison. Before we get bound down, amen, it's going to be some things that's going to happen in our life, but they happen because we're doing the work of God, amen. I just want to encourage you this morning, just keep your hands to the plow, amen. Any good farmer knows you got to look straight, because if you look off to the side, Buddy Webb told me that one time, Jeff, that if you don't keep your eye at the end of the row, your row will be crooked. He said his old daddy used to get on him. He said, son, you're not watching what you're doing again. How you know, daddy? He said, because look how crooked them rows are. I'm here to tell you, it's that first row is what you follow. And I'm a firm believer, church, this morning, we end up with what we start with. Amen. If it starts out good, it usually ends up good. Amen. I'm so glad I have a God that is so good this morning. Amen. I'm going to ask you if you're able to stand to the reverence of God's word to your feet. Book of Acts chapter 16 verse 25. We're going to begin reading there. And the Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And the Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosened. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But the Bible says, but Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Then he called for a light. And he sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's just a simple question this morning. What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Everybody that was in the house got saved. Amen. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God, all within his house. Amen. Everybody within his house believed in God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this day. Lord, I thank you for this bit of scripture that you've given me. But Father, I ask you again that you'll speak through me this morning. Remove me from this presence. Father, Lord, that you would be seen, you would be heard, and not me. Father, empty me out again. Use me beyond my abilities this morning, Father, is what I ask. And Lord, we're gonna be careful to give you the praise and the glory for everything that you do, because you're worthy, Lord. And we thank you and love you. For us, in the name of Christ, we ask. Amen. You may be seated. The text says that Paul and Silas was in prison. How many times in our lives do we feel like we was in shackles and chains? Something had us bound down. Something had us held up in our life. It may not have been because we was doing the work of the Lord, as these men were doing, but it's just something that we done had us bound down, felt like we was tied to something. Something had us held back. Amen, I've been there. I'll raise my hand first. But I want to share with you the events that goes on right here. And the Bible says it was at midnight. At midnight. Sometimes it's hard to get here by 8 o'clock, isn't it? Because I see some folks are trickling in at 10. Amen. This may be the backbone here at 8. They got up early. Amen. Got everything done. The folks that trickle in at 10, they come in. They're going to get the real message. Amen. I'm just getting warmed up on this one this morning. Y'all pray for them folks at the 10 o'clock service. But the Bible says at midnight, the stillest part of the day, amen, at midnight, the darkest time, midnight. The Bible says that they was praying and they was singing, but they was in bondage. They was in shackles. How can I find joy, amen, when I'm living in bondage? How can I be praising and singing to a holy God, amen, when I'm bound in the innermost part of the prison, amen? I got to thinking about that. I really don't know what they were singing. I bet it wasn't, "I'm going to wait till the midnight hour," amen. I bet it wasn't that. I bet they was thinking about what they was going to sing. I bet they was singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." I don't know what they was singing. But the Bible says they was a-praying and they was a-singing, amen. But I want to preach to you this morning just a little bit about what happens when we get all chained down. A lot of times in our life I said this the last time I was here, God cannot do the impossible in your life until you're put in an impossible situation, amen. God cannot show up because we won't give him the room to do what we need him to do in our lives, amen, until we get in a situation, amen, that the world can't help you. Mama can't help you. Daddy can't help you. Family can't help you. We know there's only one thing that will help us, amen, that's a holy God. I believe these guys was in that shape that night. They was bound down, locked up, in shackles and chains. There was no hope, no parole in sight, amen. But the Bible says at midnight they begin to preach. They was having a little mini revival, I believe, in there. They begin to pray and they begin to sing. Don't you know when we pray and sing, it annoys some people? Leave out here with the Holy Ghost and on fire for the Lord and go out in the world, amen. People's going to look at you like something ain't right with him. Walk through Walmart whistling a little tune or singing about the goodness of God. People's going to look at you, something ain't right with him, amen. They're right. Something's not right with us. Amen. We can be a nut. Amen. As long as you fall off the tree of Jesus. We're all crazy in our own ways. Amen. But they was in there and they was singing and praising in their darkest hour. Amen. And where can we find the strength to sing and praise in our darkest hour? When there's no hope in sight. When nothing seems like it's going to work out for us, amen, if you haven't been down that road in your life, I'm going to tell you, pack your lunch, because it's waiting. It's there. And it's awaiting each and every one of us this morning, amen. Troublesome times. The Bible says about perilous times in the last days. There will be perilous times, amen. I'm no prophet, but I believe we're living in those perilous times today. There are things that is revealing right before our eyes, amen. But it's no secret, folks. It's right here in the Bible. It's right here. If we'll read and study this just a little bit, we'll see those things. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you can find joy, you can find happiness, you can find peace, and you can be released of those chains. Whatever shackles bind you this morning, amen, I don't know where your midnight hour is, I don't know where you're standing this morning, but I'm here to encourage you, church, that your hour is coming, amen. All we have to do is hold tight, praise, amen, out of faith. That's true faith. True faith, amen, is praying and holding on, not knowing what the consequences are going to be. Amen. That's true faith. That's believing in something that we can't see. True faith. Do we have that this morning? I'm shining the gospel light this morning on these two that had true faith. When it gets bad for us, what do? I think we shut down. We just want to shut down. Ain't nobody can help me. We get the old poor me syndrome. These two knew something that we all need to know today. That those chains are just temporary. At the name of Jesus, those chains begin to fall off. Amen. The Bible says that they fell off, not just unbound or loosened. The Bible says that they fell off. Amen. That's what we're needing today. We need the things that bind us, the things that shackle us down. Amen. We don't need them loosened. Amen. We need them removed this morning. Something's holding us from being the servant God has called us to be. Something holding us back from doing the Sunday school teaching He's called us to do. Amen. Something's holding us back from being in church where He called us to be, not to forsake the assembling of yourself as others, the Bible says. Amen. There's no reason these seats should not be full this morning. Amen. If we left out here today with the Holy Ghost fire and went and told somebody that God can release your shackles, amen, even in your midnight hour, you need to come and hear what the man of God has to say. Amen. You need to come sit in the house of God. Sometimes we need to encourage folks. Amen. What does the Great Commission say? Go back home and don't worry about it. It says, go ye therefore into all nations. Amen. It says for us to go. That's all the command that we have is to go. Amen. We want to go, but a lot of times our starter breaks. Amen. We just want to do something, but we just can't get going. Amen. That's what I tell them. You got starter problems. You just can't see yourself going. Amen. I'm here to tell you, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, the Bible says, that every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Amen. He is Lord. He is the King of kings. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. Amen. He is the only hope that we have this morning, but there's power. There's wonder-working power, amen, in the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says that whenever they was singing and they was praising, they was having a little revival, the chains begin to fall off. But I want to tell you what the Bible says is very descriptive. It says at the midnight hour, as they was praying and singing, amen, the ground began to shake. You know what that was? That was a gospel quake, amen. That wasn't just a normal earthquake. That was a gospel quake was going on right there. The ground began to shake. That got everybody's attention, amen. When your life gets shaken up around you, don't that get your attention? When things happen in your life and you don't know what I'm going to do and there's no hope, amen, and everything that you've been holding on to starts shaking around you, amen, that's the midnight hour. That's when we done got in that midnight hour and we don't know what to do. Amen. I'm here to tell you, when you don't know what to do, just hit your knees and go to Jesus. Amen. When we have nowhere else to turn. Amen. He is a friend like no other, the Bible says. A friend. And we are servants, but we're also friends. The Bible says that a servant knows not of his master's business. Amen. But we know all about the master's business, because He's given us the Great Commission to go ye therefore into all nations. That means if you can go into all nations, amen, you can go into all communities. You can go into all places, amen. It don't have to be the midnight hour to say what Jesus has done for you. We just need an invitation to go sometimes, amen, some places. Just whisper the name of Jesus. I don't know if Paul was preaching or Silas was preaching or Silas was singing and Paul was preaching. I really don't know the order or what was going on, but I do know this, at the name of Jesus, them shackles begin to fall off. There's power in the name of Jesus when them shackles begin to fall off, amen. It was the name of Jesus. When the problems comes in our life, amen, it's going to be the name of Jesus. It's the blood of the Lamb, amen. It's being at the foot of Calvary. That's going to make the difference in our life. The name of Buddha is not going to do it, folks. Muhammad ain't going to cut it. Allah, you wasting your breath, amen. But it's the name of Jesus. when we just whisper that name of Jesus, I just get excited. I was passing a church in Elizabeth, and the music director, he was going to college, and right before we'd have a big test, he cornered me up. He said, "Preacher, I need you to pray for me." He called me up, "I need you to pray for me." Right before he walked in that classroom, "I need you to pray for me." And as the years went by, he successfully graduated. He got his degree. He called me up, and if I was in a meeting, he'd text me, whisper a prayer. He called me, want me to pray. I'd text him back, "I'm in a meeting." He'd say, "Just whisper me a prayer." It's not always our cries that gets the master's attention, amen. It's the heart, it's the things within, amen. It's that whisper of hope, amen. As long as there's a prayer, how do we know there's power? In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm going to tell you how I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Go on down to the Holy Land. Go on down there today. Go on to that tomb. The Bible says that when they took Jesus off the cross, they laid him in a borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They laid him in that borrowed tomb. Scientists have done studies. There is no evidence of no form of decay or nothing has ever been in that tomb. I know there's wonder-working power in the name of Jesus because the tomb is empty, amen. When the stone got rolled back, the grave clothes was all folded up, amen. The napkin was folded up. But I do know this. Satan thought he had it going on that day, amen. When they placed my Savior in a barred tomb, Satan thought he had it all going on, amen. He sent Mr. Death and he sent Mr. Decay into that tomb, I believe, with all my life. The first morning he walked in there, he crossed his arms, he looked at Jesus laying on the cold stone, he said, "How's it going?" And they said, "We got him. We got him right here where he belongs, amen. He ain't moved a bit all day, all night, he stayed right there." He looked at Mr. Death, he said, "Y'all better do something." Devil said, "I got a lot riding on this one right here. Y'all need to do everything you can." Mr. Death said, "I got him. He's chained down. He's not going nowhere." Mr. Decay said, "I'm doing everything I got. Amen. We got this one." On the second day, the devil walked into the tomb. As he looked around, nothing had changed. He seen Mr. Death on one side. Mr. Decay was on the other side. And he said, "How's it going?" Mr. Death said, "I still got him here. Look, he ain't moved." Mr. Decay said, "I don't know what's going on. Not a cell has died in his body. Not a hair has fallen out of his head." He said, "I just don't know what's going on." He said, "I'm doing everything I can." The devil said, "You better get to it." He said, "I done told you once, I got a lot riding on this one. Chain him down. Be sure he stays right here." On the third morning when the devil went into the tomb, as he walked in, he looked, Mr. Death was laying on the ground. Amen. Mr. Decay was laying over there bewildered. He went over there and shook him. He said, what's going on? He said, "I don't know." He said, "But Death is dead." He said, "I've tried everything that I could do." He said, "Not a hair fell from his body. Not a cell has died." He said, "But I don't know what happened." He looked around. He said, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know, but he got up." Amen. He got up. He got up and he walked out. Amen. And he took the keys of hell, death, and the grave with him. Amen. The devil said, "We can't even get back home now." Amen. I know there's wonder-working power in the name of the Lamb. Amen. He has conquered hell, death, and the grave. Oh, man, that's Jesus. I just come preach truth to you a little bit this morning. Amen. There's power. Not in the word of the preacher. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. If it be left up to the flesh to me, I probably wouldn't be here today. Amen. But he seen something I didn't see in myself, amen. Some folks in here know me, amen, but I'm glad you know the new me and you can forget the old me, amen. The devil had a lot riding on that one, amen. But just like old Josie Wells, y'all watch him westerns? I think that's where that phrase comes from, "We whooped him again." That's what Paul looked at Silas and said, "We whooped him again, Paul." The chains began to fall off. They was unshackled, unbound from the things that held them down. Where was you? You remember the day when your chains began to fall off? Man, isn't it just you can breathe so much easier when things starting to loosen up around you after you have that gospel quake, amen, when the Holy Spirit begins to visit you, whether it's conviction or whatever it is, things begin to make a turn in your life, and you can see the light, amen. Maybe the ground ain't shaking yet, but it's not the midnight hour no more. The sun is shining through. There's a new ray of hope. I think it's going to be all right, amen. Have you ever walked up that street where you knew, I don't know what needs to happen, amen, but something needs to happen fast. I've been there, amen. That's when I realized he can't do the impossible in my life till I get into an impossible situation. And he can't do nothing till I hold my chains up for him, amen. He knows they're there, and he's wanting to free them. He's wanting to loosen them, amen, but he wants me to show them to him sometime. Lord, you know this got me shackled up. This got me bound down. Lord, all I need to do, I need to be turned loose. Amen. You know what the devil's saying? You keep him down. You keep him bound. Leave him where he's at. Amen. My God is a chain breaker because there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. How many folks in here believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? They wrote songs about it. There's power, power, wonder-working power. Amen. That was wonder-working power right there. Wonder-working power is all the other ones. Amen. You remember what I told you sometimes in a revival or a church meeting, you look around, not everybody's happy, clappy. Not everybody wants to stand up and sing. Not everybody wants to shout. Not everybody's going to walk out like you're going to walk out. Amen. What the Apostle Paul said, I finished the race. Sometimes we look around and wonder, I wonder if he's going to make the race, amen? He's kept the faith. He's fought the fight. Amen, I'm here to tell you that the fight's not yours. The fight's for him. Amen? The faith's something he gives us. The race is just something we're in. You know what we're responsible for, church? The course. We are responsible for the course we take in life. Sad, sometimes it takes us a long time to figure out that we're responsible for that course and what we need to do. But my God is a chain breaker because there is power. There's power in the name of Jesus, amen. If you'll just take that and apply that to your life, amen, and believe and receive, amen. I'm a firm believer. If you believe and receive, if you doubt, you'll do it out, amen. It's what we believe in, who we believe in, amen, how we apply it to our lives. My God is a chain breaker because his presence, amen, is so strong. Not only because of his power, amen, I want to tell you a little bit about his presence this morning. He is here. I got some news for y'all. He ain't never left. When y'all roll out Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, y'all just take a little bit of him with you, amen. He never leaves, amen. He's here. Because his presence was so strong, the prisoners heard them singing and getting their happy on, amen. The prisoners heard all this going on. But I'm here to tell you this morning, because his presence is so strong, I believe this with all my heart, I believe that not only the prisoners heard what was going on, and they was probably saying, I wish they would shut up. They've been singing and preaching and doing that since 8:30. The Bible says it was at midnight. We don't know how long this went on, though. We do know what happened the next morning, that folks was getting saved and baptized, amen? But I'm here to tell you, at midnight it was still going on. I'm here to tell you, church, I don't know when it started. But I'm telling you, it's still going on today, amen? Because the presence was so strong. I believe as the others done got disgruntled and saying, man, I wish them two would just shut up and go to bed. I bet some of y'all said, I wish he'd get finished before we can go home, amen? I wish they'd just be quiet where we can go on to sleep. See, some of them was not in maximum security. Some of them was on that work release program. They've been out all day working. Amen. They was wanting to sleep. Sometimes at church, we just think we own that worship release. Amen. We can come in and worship, then when we're released out the door, we'll go back and do what we want. I'm just going to preach the truth a little while this morning. Amen. Because his presence was so strong. Amen. The other prisoners, they was hearing what was going on. That's why I say the greatest testimony that we have is not all the time things that we say, it's the actions that we do. It's what people see us do. But they was involved right here. They couldn't see them because I believe they was in solitary confinement. Chained up, bound down, shackled, whole 9 yards, probably had a guard on each side of them. I really don't know, but we see where the guard was at. They was sleeping. You ever been in a good church service where folks just want to go to sleep? That was going on right here, folks. It's the normal. It's the normal. They was doing it in the Bible. Amen. The jailer was sleeping. The Bible says the presence was so strong, everybody began to hear it. But let me tell you what's going to happen. Amen. When you got a few worshiping and singing, amen, and doing the worship thing, what happened? Everybody got released, the Bible says. Amen. Y'all better be careful. Something break loose in here and you're going to get saved, amen, if you're not saved. Something break loose in here, you're going to leave out dancing, singing, and shouting. They got a place for you in Ellic over there. They'll lock you up, amen. Because the presence is so strong. Not only did the prisoners hear, but I believe God heard. How many believe me today? He never slumbers, he never sleeps, the Bible says. His ear is ever hearing and his eyes are ever watchful. Hey, that's the Bible, that's not me. So that means he knows what we're doing. Am I correct? Y'all just shake your head. Wake up with me, amen. He knows what we're doing. But his presence was so strong. Folks began to pay attention to what was going on. They done got the ear of the Father in glory, I believe. I believe Jesus was sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the angels began to say, listen to there, what's going on in that prison, amen. The convicting power of the Holy Spirit, amen. If it can get turned loose. It's fixing to get turned loose. Something was fixing to happen. They've said, what's going on in the prison down there? Amen. Has there ever been a time when we got the attention of the throne room and they said, what's going on at First Baptist in Ville Platte? Man, what's going on? Something's going on at that church. Is that where Kevin West is at? I don't want him to get the big head. I'm just preaching on what the Lord can do. Amen. That's that bunch in Ville Platte. Listen at them. Oh, they in a midnight hour. Something's got them shackled. Something's got them binded down. It don't always have to be that. No, not this time. They just having a revival, amen. They just wanting to worship you, Lord. But I believe as Jesus heard that, he looked at the Father. And he said, let's release them, Lord. Done got heaven's attention. Do you believe that it's possible by the power and by the presence and the things that we do, we can get the throne room's attention? Amen. Let me take you back a little bit further in the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Whenever Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got placed in that fire furnace. Why? Because they would not adhere to the king's rules. We won't bend and we won't bow. And the king said, well, then you'll burn. Amen. If you bend and you bow, you're going to burn anyway. But I believe as they begin to shackle them three up, amen, that's what we're talking about. I believe as they begin to get shackled up, Nebuchadnezzar said, make it hotter than it's ever been. 7 times hotter than it's ever been. They're going to pay for what they done. Amen. Because there's power in the king. Name of Nebuchadnezzar. Nobody will defy my decree. No one. Make it hotter than it's ever been. The Bible says what the men that threw them in was engulfed by the flames. You don't think that was hot? I'm getting to the point, folks. Because of the presence is so strong, it don't matter how hot it is, amen, it's who's standing with you. Ain't nobody else seen what was going on, but the Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar began to look around and he said, did we not throw three men into the fire? But look, there's four. And the fourth one is like the image of the Son of God, the Bible says. He is loose and he's walking around. I believe that day Jesus looked at the Father and he said, Father, I know it's not my time. I know it's not a stable in Bethlehem, but if you'll just let me go this one time and show them what I can do. Amen. Ain't you glad that there's going to be a time that Jesus is going to see you when you're shackled up and he's going to ask the Father, can I just go this one time and get them loose? Can I just go this one time and stand in the fire with them? Amen. I'm here to tell you, I serve a God. He'll stand in the fire with me, amen. I serve a God. He will unshackle me this morning, amen. Because there is power in the name of Jesus, amen. Because there's glory when his presence is there. I believe it, amen. What do you think was going through those three guys' mind as they fell down in that fire bound? If they tie your feet and your hands and throw you in, what's the odds of you landing in there like that? Not good. I think when they hit the ground, somebody was picking them up. Come on, get up, son. Get up. I got this. Have you been beat down? Have you been shackled and thrown down? Let me tell you, there's power. We just got to invite his presence into our life and ask him, Lord, you come in and do what you can do. It's going to be hot. It's going to be times where we're bound down, amen. But I'm here to tell you, whenever he shows up, things is going to be different, amen. Because I'm here to tell you, he won't leave you like he found you, amen. My God is a chain breaker because his power is so strong, because his presence is so strong, amen. And I'm here to tell you, my God is a chain breaker because of his plan. He has a plan. The Bible says they was in the innermost part of the prison. And if for no other reason but just for this right here, is the reason they was in there because that specific jailer got saved. Him. Amen. How many times do we wake up in the morning to go on the Great Commission and say, Lord, if you'll just send one my way today, just send one. Lord, just one. If I can make a difference in just one life today, Lord, that's all I ask, just one. What happens when that one goes to another one? And that one goes to another one. Amen? Because he has a plan. His plan is better than my plan. The Bible says his thoughts are not my thoughts and my ways are not his ways. Amen? Because my ways usually lead to the highway. Amen? They usually don't work out. And the highway is the way we take because we think we're above everything. He has a plan, church. He has a plan for this church. He has a plan for each and every one of you in here. No matter what kind of shackles we face in our life, if it's family problems, amen, he has the power to unshackle that. All we need is his presence in, because let me tell you, he got a plan. If it's family problems, he's got a plan for that. Financial. Hey, he got a plan for that too. Something happening on the job, he got a plan for that too. I don't know what our shackles are today. I don't know what binds us down. I don't know what burdens us here this morning, but I'm here to tell you, he has a plan for everything that goes on in our life if we'll just be submissive. And if it wasn't but just for that one jailer that got saved, the Bible says whenever he left, he went and washed his stripes, the Bible says, and he and all his house was baptized. You know what happened? They seen a change in daddy. 93%, listen to me, church. I'm not a statistic preacher, so don't even go that way. 93% of the family, if the man gets saved, the family gets saved. 93%. 6% if the mama gets saved. That's just statistics. This is not mine. Amen. I borrowed them. Very small margin when the children get saved to lead mom and daddy to the Lord. Because of the shackles that we pack around. But he has a plan. I'm here to tell you he has a plan. But I'm here to tell you, mama, daddy, children, whenever the earth begins to quake and glory begins to hear, the power begins to be released, the presence begins to come, amen, the plan gets revealed in our life. Things begin to happen that we didn't think could happen. All because there's power. What you think happened when the Bible says that everybody's chains fell off. Everybody was released. Everybody got out of prison. Not just Paul and Silas, but everybody. What you think went on as these went out, amen, the presence of the Lord is so strong. What do you think happened when these walked out and they hit the street, began walking around and said, hey, man, what you doing? You're supposed to be locked up in prison. You know what they said? Man, I don't know what happened. We got in there last night. I was tired. He said, about 8 o'clock, he said, these two guys next to me, he said, I don't know what they was on. He said, but all they want to do is preach and sing. He said, this went on from dark till, I don't know what time it was. It was way after midnight. He said, then all of a sudden, we didn't know what was going on. He said, everything began to shake. The ground began to shake. He said, the chains that had me fell off. Everything fell off. He said, I don't know what went on. He said, but let me tell you, they was talking about this man named Jesus. They was talking about a man named Jesus, amen. Something got their attention right there. They was talking about a man named Jesus, amen, because Jesus had a plan, amen, and he included them in it. I'm here to tell you this morning, he's got a plan, and he's willing to include each and every one of us this morning. I want to share this story with you, then I'm going to close out. I heard an evangelist preaching, and he was in New Mexico around a drug cartel. Him and his family, his wife, two children. So they pulled back up to I think it was Guadalajara or somewhere, they had pulled back up to the gate. All these cities are gated. They pulled back up, trying to get in the city. Said they had guys standing at the gate with bandanas over their face and machine guns. And he said he watched as they walked from that gate to the first car, looked in there, and they pulled the driver out and shot him. Went to the second car. He was the fourth car. Went to the second car, pulled him out of the second car, shot him. He said, I began to run through my mind, Lord, is this going to be the end for me and my family? He said, I watched as the guy went to the third car, pulled the man out, and they kicked him and beat him and shot him. He said, as he made his way to my car, he grabbed the door handle and it wouldn't open. Said he pulled on the door handle, nothing would open. He said, then I heard some gunshots. He said, I heard gunshots and the police showed up about that time. They began to have a gun battle with the drug cartel. He said, as things ensued, they moved over a couple hundred yards from us, bullets ricocheting, flying everywhere. He said, I took my family, took the kids from the back of the car, grabbed my wife, opened the door, got out. He said, we went and laid in the ditch. He said, but as either one of the children went across the seat or my wife come through where I was at, they bumped on the CD player, the repeat, and they was listening to He Knows My Name. The evangelist said for 4 hours, 4 hours, he said, we laid in the ditch with bullets flying and listened to He Knows My Name. I'm here to tell you, he has a plan. He has a plan, and he wants to involve each and every one of us in it. Amen, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's grace in his presence, and there's reward with his plan. I'm going to encourage you this morning. I don't know what has got us bound and shackled. I don't know what we're facing when we walk out these doors, but I'm telling you, it's going to be there. I know a God that's going to be there for each and every one of us. Amen. Thank you for your attention. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. I thank you for your word. But Father, I pray for the hearts now, Lord, as your word was administered. Father, as it left out, you said it shall not return void. Father, that's your word. That's your promise. Father, that's your power. Lord, now we just ask for your presence to be all upon us, Father. And Lord, we ask for your plan to be orchestrated in our lives this morning. Father, we thank you again. Lord, we ask you to bless us as we go our separate ways, Father. And we ask you to continue to give us strength and continue to give us that grace, Father, as we remain a part of your plan. It's in the name of Christ we ask. Amen.